Something changed in me when I was about 35 years old. Specifically, something changed in my mouth. Suddenly, for reasons I still can't understand, I developed a taste for foods that I had refused to eat as a child. It was like a mechanic of the nervous system had snuck into my mouth and changed out my taste buds. So I began to wonder if I would suddenly like grits. Because in my childhood, I found them abominable, tasteless mush, drivel. When Oliver Twist asked for more gruel, I was like, no, Oliver, what's wrong with you? Then someone invited me to some fancy place for breakfast one morning, and the menu said my bacon and eggs would come with grits that were stone ground at a small mill on Edisto Island, South Carolina. Now, I figured I should at least taste them. So I put a scant teaspoonful onto my tongue, and my new taste buds squealed with delight. These grits had flavor, real flavor, like a corn nirvana in my mouth. And today, I love grits, but I have no interest in store-brand instant grits. I want grits that are ground from dried corn between two stone mill wheels. There's nothing instant about stone ground grits. You got to stand over the stove for at least a half hour, stirring and watching them until they're just right. And they're worth every minute of your time. There is, however, a place where you would never use good grits. Every springtime, thousands come to Warwick, Georgia, population 497, for the National Grits Festival. There's a big cook-off that lets cooks compete for the best dish made with at least a half a cup of grits, and for that, I'm sure many of the competing cooks pull out the good stone ground stuff. But the Grits Fest's other big event celebrates grits not as food, but as, well, recreation. And this is a competition called the Grits Pit. The good people of Warwick cook up about a truckload of cheap instant grits and pour them into a giant trough. Every contestant weighs in before the competition and then steps into the Grits Pit. And they just wallow around in there for a while. And then they step out and onto the scale again. The person who gets the most grits stuck to their body is the winner. And every few years, a crew from the national news media will visit Warwick to do, once again, the same old story that lets people who are not from here point their fingers at us crazy Southerners. But they never seem to notice that we're smart enough to know the difference between the grits we eat and the ones we just wallow around in. And they miss something else. The fact that we know that in a big pit full of grits, all of us are equal. Come visit us anytime at SalvationSouth.com.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.